Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Services. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore three primary models of cloud services: Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, Platform as a Service, PaaS, and Software as a Service, SaaS. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to differentiate between these service models and understand their applications in real-world business scenarios. Main content overview of IaaS is PaaS, and SaaS cloud computing has transformed how businesses operate by providing flexible, scalable resources over the internet. The three main service models are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. Infrastructure as a Service, IaaS, offers virtualized computing resources over the internet. Companies can rent servers, storage, and networking, eliminating the need for physical hardware. This allows businesses to scale their infrastructure based on demand and only pay for what they use. Popular IaaS providers include Amazon Web Services, AWS, and Microsoft Azure. Platform as a Service, PaaS, provides a platform allowing developers to build, deploy, and manage applications without worrying about the underlying infrastructure. PaaS streamlines the development process, enabling quicker deployment and updates. Google App Engine and Heroku are well-known PaaS solutions. Software as a Service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Users can access these applications from any device with internet connectivity, which enhances flexibility and collaboration. Examples of SaaS include Google Workspace and Salesforce. Differences between service models. Understanding the differences between IaaS is PaaS, and SaaS is crucial for making informed decisions about cloud adoption. Control and management. IaaS provides the most control, as users manage the operating systems, storage, and applications. PaaS offers less control, as the provider manages the infrastructure while users focus on application development. SaaS offers minimal control, providing fully managed applications that users access directly. Use cases. IaaS is ideal for businesses needing scalable computing resources, like hosting websites or running big data analytics. PaaS is suited for developers looking to build and deploy applications quickly without dealing with infrastructure management. SaaS is perfect for organizations needing ready-to-use applications, like customer relationship management, CRM, systems. Cost structure. IaaS typically operates on a pay-as-you-go model for resources consumed. PaaS may involve subscription fees based on the features or services used. SaaS usually follows a subscription model, where users pay monthly or annually for application access. Choosing the right service for business needs. Selecting the appropriate cloud service model depends on your business requirements, technical expertise, and budget. Here are some considerations. Business goals. Define what you want to achieve with cloud services. Are you looking for cost savings, scalability, or faster time to market for applications? Your goals will guide your choice of IaaS, PaaS, or SaaS. Technical capability. Assess your team's technical skills. If you have experienced developers, PaaS may be beneficial for rapid application development. If your team lacks technical expertise, SaaS solutions might be more suitable. Budget constraints. Evaluate your budget for cloud services. IaaS can lead to unexpected costs if resources are not monitored, whereas SaaS offers predictable pricing. Consider the total cost of ownership rather than just initial costs. Compliance and security. While not directly tied to compliance, understanding how each model handles data security is crucial. SaaS providers often manage security for you, while with IaaS, you may need to implement your security measures. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the three primary types of cloud services: IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS. We explored the differences between these models, including control, use cases, and cost structures, and discussed how to choose the right service based on your business needs. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to leverage cloud computing for your organization. Reflection questions: how would you assess your company's technical capabilities when choosing between IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS? What specific business goals could drive your decision to adopt one cloud service model over another? How can understanding the differences between IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS help you in discussions with stakeholders regarding cloud adoption?